day when we can all be proud of being Polish.
Polish people can kick Russian soldier out from Poland.
We are very proud that we are a Polish people and Polish man, and we can share about this feast from other sisters.
I was all the time proud of Poland.
Now what is freedom, yeah. And we know what is the fight for freedom, so we should talk about it.
I thanks America, not because I am citizen, but
for the chance.
For the chance, because long time, I mean not long time ago, there was President Wilson, yes?
Yeah, I love Poland, very love Poland.
Have you heard of what's going on with
you? Yeah, you've been celebrating your independence since 1918. People are proud of their nation, they're proud of their heritage, they're proud of their history.
Polish patriots will march together through the streets of Warsaw, the Independence March to commemorate Poland's Independence Day.
From when I remember, yeah. Every year on television, when there were like some footage from what was going on here in Warsaw,
yeah.
There was like fire, destruction, fights, you know, it's like ultra-conservative, you know.
The expressive expression of this love clearly bothers some people. The Mazovian governor has issued a ban, not only on setting off flares and other pyrotechnics on that day, but even on possessing them in the capital.
If you could speak to those people at the front of that line tomorrow, what would you say? Engagement's always the best way to communicate with other human beings. You're Polish, yes? They represent you.
No, they don't represent me.
Welcome to Poland. Here I am in Warsaw, and it is quite late at night, but the difference is I can hold my camera out here, have no fear that it's not going to get snatched by some masked ninja on a bike who's going to take it, or someone's going to come up behind me and take anything from me. No one's going to pull a knife on me. No one's going to attempt to mug me. No one's going to attempt to accost me, because this is Warsaw. This is the capital of Poland. This is where safety is everywhere. And even though we have delivery people, it's a very, very safe place. Very, very safe place. Later today, it's going to be Polish Independence Day. Since 1918, this country has celebrated the Polish independence. So I'm excited. Are you excited? Because I want to go meet some Poles and let's get their gauge on Polish Independence Day. Join me.
Poland celebrates its Independence Day. President Karol Nawrocki and Minister of Defense Władysław Kosiniak-Kamysz both took part in ceremony in Warsaw's Piłsudski Square.
A lot of security here. We've already got security. We've got the police. We've got everyone. But we are going to go pay our respects, sort of celebrate with the Polish people and enjoy Independence Day in Poland. Let's see how this is. Check this out.
I'm walking towards the main square where the fallen are commemorated. It's just past 10:30 on the 11th of November, Polish Independence Day. First we pass the fire engines and the ambulances, hulking red beasts parked, lights dark but crews huddled by the open doors. Maybe they're sipping coffee, their eyes fixed on the growing murmur of the crowd. Ambulances, paramedics, all gather, scanning the edges, ready for anything, because this day has a way of stirring ghosts that sometimes turn restless. We see the Polish police standing firm, standing proud. Some have their helmets tucked under their arms for now, their boots are all polished, and despite there being no sun, they all have turned out remarkably well. Behind them, the soldiers, rifles slung loose but hands never far from grips, faces set like they're patrolling a frontier, not a city square. The barriers are everywhere, steel and tape funneling us ordinary souls onto the verges, the trampled grass beneath our feet, phones held high like periscopes, trying to peer past the shoulders to the distant flicker of the eternal flame. The square itself, well, that's locked down. Only the sleek black Audis and black 4x4s with diplomatic pennants get waved through. These are the ambassadors from every corner of the map, here to a nod at freedom that half the world once bet against. We're not them. I'm certainly not them. There's no red carpets, no minders for myself and the crowd. Well, right behind me, we've got the British ambassador's car right behind me, so everyone's here today.
Well, everyone is here to pay their respect right now. We've got the Swedish ambassador just pulled up. Behind the Swedish ambassador, we've got some others from other parts of the country. Lots of people just here to pay their respect. There's the eternal flame that has been lit. Obviously, it's VIPs only, so I am not included, obviously.
But the crowd is here all the same, pressed shoulder to shoulder on the roadside, their breath clouding the air like a shared prayer, because some distances you can cross just by showing up. Small children, young adults, middle-aged men and women, old folks, they come here to pay their respects to a tomb that seemed more endings than most battlefields. That tomb, simple granite under the old colonnade, the flame has been burning since 1925. It was pieced from the rubble of a palace the Germans levied in 1944. Beneath this tomb is one unknown soldier. For all the knowns ones lost, he is the man who held the line in 1920 against the red tide that rolled west. He is also the pilot who darkened the German skies in 1940, flying for a king in exile. And also he is the partisan who fought street by street in the Warsaw Rising, betrayed by the Allies watching from the far bank. He's the stand-in for every uniform that meant a short life and a long shadow.
Rozsuwamy się na wózek.
By Państwo mogli jeszcze o krok do tyłu.
We are just right at the parade just here. Take this.
Here they come, hundreds of men and women marching in perfect step, rifles on shoulders, eyes fixed straight ahead, airborne, mountain troops, coastal defenders, territorials who still have civilian jobs on a Monday morning, engineers, medics, and silent cyber soldiers nobody cheers but everyone will need. 40 years ago, Polish uniforms marched these streets too, but the orders came from Moscow and sometimes those rifles pointed inwards. Today, the rifles point east. These old and young faces know that the next call might not be a parade. It might be the border, a 4-hour drive from here. It might be in Ukraine. It might mean standing against the same Russian army their grandfathers once called brothers in a pact none of them chose. Old alliances, old oaths, old blood ties, all of this could be asked of them again. Another footnote in the potential history we all make. So they march with a steady rhythm, but the eyes are harder than any parade requires. Poland has learned that freedom is never gifted twice. When these boots stop marching for cameras and start marching towards the sound of guns, they will carry the memory of every betrayal and every resurrection this country has survived. And my guess is they will not flinch, because some debts are paid forward.
So what's quite amazing is the fact that we can get so close to the army. We've got military passing us and everyone paying their respects. Amazing men, brave men and women who have served the Polish forces. And this is a day where people are turn out just to say their thanks, because right now there is a war on the Polish border. There's a war for the Polish border, and there's a war in the neighbouring country, Ukraine. And the Poles have been quite instrumental in the safety of that country and the safety of this country. And the army and the forces continue to get bigger. You know what's strikingly obvious is the height. Every single Polish individual is pretty much taller than myself. I'm 6 foot and they're taller. They're tall individuals. I have to say, I felt quite humbled, because I thought I was right at the back, but just to see them marching like that, quite incredible. Really, really, it's quite incredible. You, what Polish independence means today, means for you?
Okay, like you see, this day is very important for Poland, because many years we now have liberty, and now we are very happy. And there are people from all the Poland, from come by cars, by tram, to show children, to show about how it is important. And we are also grateful for the God, because we trust that it's the freedom because of him.
you're nuns, is that correct?
Yeah.
Nuns
yeah.
From Poland?
Yeah, we are Holy Family Sisters of Bordeaux. We are in 26 different countries. And we are very proud that we are a Polish people and Polish nun, and we can share about this feast from other sisters.
It's fantastic. So it's a celebration of Poland, it's a celebration of the people of Poland.
Kochamy Polskę, naszą ojczyznę.
Tak, we love Poland, our country.
Niepodległością I wolnością.
Yeah.
Do you think it's important for people not from Poland to celebrate this day as well?
Yeah, because we are, all time we were no freedom. We have not only the soldiers like Russian, like German, but also communist time. It was very difficult, yeah. Even when we come here today morning, many people remain the soldiers who fight after the war, like covered by the forest and to try to be free.
As the president salutes his soldiers, the clock ticks towards noon, the real heart of it. That's when the guard changes with full ceremony. Bayonets are fixed, drums rolling faint over the barriers. The president will lay his wreath. Speeches will echo short and solemn. And then the guns, 21 salvos cracking the sky, sharp as judgment, rolling out from the artillery park just out of sight. From here, on the wrong side of the steel, we won't see the sabers flash or the medals glint, but we'll feel it. The ground will thrum, the bugle will wail that half-finished call, cutting off like so many stories did. And for 2 minutes, this city's trucks, tourist tantrums will hold its breath in silence. Say what you like about him, he got things wrong. He got some things right. But Winston Churchill knew the shame of it. Britain declared war in 1939 for Poland's sake. Then she was carved up at Yalta like yesterday's news. Victory, they called it. To the Poles, it tasted of ash. The shame brought tears to Churchill's eyes in 1945. But a refusal has a longer life than empires. A welder scaled a fence in Gdansk, and the world shifted. Priests from the suburbs filled this square in 1979 and whispered, "Do not be afraid." And the Iron Curtain, so sure of itself, rusted from within. That's the background we carry here. Not just petitions that lasted a lifetime, invasions that came in pairs, but the stubborn comeback. A nation mapped out of existence 3 times, redrawn in blood, and still standing to draw its own lines. So as we let the VIPs have their close-up view, their wreaths the size of wagon wheels, we've got the crowds, the cold seeping through their gloves, the shared heat of strangers who all came here for the same unanswered question, the dead put to living every year. Was it worth the keeping? These people know it was. The guns don't need to prove it was, but these people will wait for those guns to pay their respects to the nation they love. Fast forward 24 hours and I am now in this square. And I wanted to get close to these statues just to sort of show you what these statues are about and who these people are and why the significance of these people, because these are important people who represent what today is about, or what represent in the timeline what yesterday was about and what 11/11 is always about for the Polish people. This is Lech Kaczynski. He was the president, a patriot, and the man who warned Europe about the bear while most were still feeding it. He died in April 2010 above Smolensk, together with 95 unfortunate souls on their way to commemorate Katyn. The official story was fog, pilot error, and tragedy. For millions of Poles who march under the red and white flares every November the 11th, the truth is simpler and darker. It was an assassination. Now I'm going to come back to that later because this wound deserves its own chapter. What matters here now is this. The first independence march was already planned for 2010 by a handful of nationalists. It was meant to be small. Then Smolensk happened. When the left tried to block it, 20,000 poured into the streets carrying his portrait instead of just flags. The march didn't just survive that day, it was reborn in fire. From that moment, it grew year after year until it became the biggest nationalist gathering in all of Europe. Fueled by grief, suspicion, and the conviction that the president of his delegation was deliberately taken. To the people laying these roses today, he is not an historical footnote. He is the reason the drums sound louder. He is the reason that smoke rises higher. And he is the reason that marches refuse to kneel. His ghost surely walks at the front of the column. And later, when the flares are lit and the crowds swell, we'll talk about why so many here still whisper the same words. Zamak. Assassination. For now, look at him standing here, hand on heart, watching over a nation that has never stopped asking questions.
It was nice. A moment ago, a Polish couple wanted their photo taken right in front of this with all of the wreaths down. Really nice to be able to get close to this, because yesterday I couldn't get close. The street was blocked all the way down to there. The guns that were fired were basically just over here in front of these statues. So it's pretty significant to be here. Now I've got a group of Chinese tourists in front of me, but he's a very significant individual. It's what it's all about.
Well, here he is, the namesake for this square. This is Józef Piłsudski, the man who dragged Poland back onto the world map when the map had literally forgotten her for 123 years. He was a revolutionary who spent his years in Siberian exile, a legionnaire commander who fought Austrians, Germans, and Russians all at once, a dictator who handed back power the moment he thought the country could stand on its own. In 1920, when the Red Army was thundering towards Warsaw, the rest of Europe wrote Poland's obituary. Piłsudski took a broken army, a handful of schoolboys, and a prayer, and threw them at Lenin's finest on the banks of Vistula. For the Poles, it was a miracle. For Lenin, it was an absolute disaster. He is said to have just said it was a Tuesday. That was his personality. I kind of like that. We saw it briefly earlier, but he was the man responsible for building the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It was built from the ruins of his defeated enemies. He told his nation famously, "To be defeated and not submit is victory. To be victorious and rest on laurels is defeat." Modern day leaders could learn something from that. When he died in 1935, half of Europe breathed a sigh of relief. 4 years later, they learned what happened when Poland no longer had Piłsudski. Poland was taken, as we know. Every 11th of November, the official ceremony begins here, beneath his gaze. It was he who taught the Poles that independence is not a gift from great powers. It is a daily act of will. Look at this man. His hand is on his saber, eyes fixed on some horizon only he can see. He is not asking if Poland is free today. He is asking, is she ready to stay free for tomorrow? And every year, in the silence after the guns and before the flares, hundreds of thousands of voices answer the only way they know. We are trying, Marshall. We are still trying.
So having witnessed some of the parade, and it's still going on, I stand outside the presidential palace. The president gave it a roaring response to the soldiers, and I think the crowd really appreciated it, and I think they really didn't expect it. It's refreshing to have such an alpha president in place. We don't have that anywhere in other European countries. Maybe Orban, certainly not in the UK. I mean, could you imagine Keir Starmer getting any respect from the armed forces? Very unlikely. Can you imagine Keir Starmer getting the sort of respect that the president gets here? Very unlikely. This is a real family fair. Everyone is wearing a flag. Everyone's wearing a band around their arm. I have to say, I'm probably one of the few that's not. I probably need to get myself one at some stage. And just look at this. The Poles are proud to fly their flag. When you see the tricolour in Ireland getting torn down by the progressive left, you see the St. George's Cross being torn down by the progressive left, Guardianist is. Whereas here, the families are out in force and they are enjoying the day out. It's a beautiful day. Well, it's about 4 or 5 degrees, so it's not that warm. I'm regretting not having a scarf on me right now, but it's a really beautiful day and I'm just here to take in the sort of celebrations. I feel my much warmer, I feel much happier. I got my Polish scarf. It's bloody cold, it's really cold. But what a beautiful sight. Don't believe the fake news media. The fake news media paints this as a day of turbulence, a day of racism, a day of all of the above, but it's not. It's a family day out. There's families everywhere, and it's a really, really beautiful day. There's kids everywhere, there's women everywhere. It's strange because I was speaking to some people last night, classic blue-haired progressive leftists, and they said they wouldn't be going out because, oh, it was a dangerous day. That's what the media tells them. That's what the media tells them, and that's what they suck up and believe. Food looks delicious, really, really lovely atmosphere. Basically walking in the direction of the old town. I have to be honest, I don't know which direction the march will start focusing on. I know there's a public march because we've had the high up there, as they had their ceremony, but I also understand that it's the public. They have their sort of march, and that's where the fake news tends to focus on, because that's the march that tends to be political. People hold banners, basically saying Poland first, put the Polish people first. And where's the harm in that? As I turn around, look how beautiful this is. We've got choir singing. Yes.
We will meet at 2 p.m. at the Roman Dmowski roundabout. Bring your families and friends and come to Warsaw. This year's slogan is One Nation, a Strong Poland. We can show our pride in our history, our attachment to our homeland, and our respect for timeless values. One Nation, a Strong Poland.
I guess as an Englishman, I'm slightly envious of the Poles. The Poles do get to have an Independence Day celebrating their freedom, whereas much is celebrated by the UK, England, Wales, Scotland. Scotland has St. Andrew's Day, Wales has St. David's Day, England has St. George's Day. But in reality, they're not celebrating any independence. They're not celebrating the people of those nations. They're simply celebrating a saint. Now, while it's important to celebrate saints should be celebrated, it's not quite the same. And I think that's why the media demonizes days like this, because they see people collectivizing, they see the people coming together, and they see that Poland is stronger because of it. It gives them this identity, an identity that many Western nations have lost. There's always something going on around here. You've always got the men in suits. Is that Lilo? I'm not sure. Is it Lilo and Stitch? I'll be honest, I do not know. Do you know? I should know. I think this is Lilo. Even think I've seen that film, but I've seen so much messaging around the world in terms of speeches on magazines and things like that. Air conditioning unit in his bottom. You've got to remember what Poland was like when the Berlin Wall fell. It was a pretty bleak place. It had suffered immensely under communism. It had real problems, but it retained its manufacturing. It entered the European Union. It got to prosper with all the free trade that happened there. And because they were being picked up by the European Union with subsidies, manufacturing prospered, the services prospered. The Poles decided to invest in the population rather than send money elsewhere. Unlike many Western governments, mine will send tens of billions every year out of the country. Whereas the Poles, even though they would scatter throughout Europe, a lot of the money would come back here and money would be reinvested into this country. The old town, which I'm walking through, I know I've said it before in other videos, the old town was actually all rebuilt in the last 25 years. I remember coming here in the early noughties, and there were still bricks being laid for much of the old town. And I was scratching my head thinking, how can this be the old town? But what they rebuilt and made is remarkable. Warsaw had a really bad image back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, because it just wasn't that pretty. But you look around now, it's a very, very pretty city. It's a very clean city. It's a very safe city. And that's because they have police that actually do their jobs. They have police that care about the population, and the people care about each other, because it's a very homogenous population. Yes, things are changing, but they're not changing as dramatically as they are in countries like Germany, in countries like the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Ireland. Look at this, look how beautiful it is. Beautiful.
Camera, tell me what this is.
It's like a souvenir newspaper.
Yep.
We're from the University of Warsaw, and we just celebrate the Independence Day by that.
So is it today's news, or is it news from when the Independence
Day? No, it's just today. Yeah. It's by the Museum of the University of Warsaw. And you can get it only today.
Okay.
It's for free. And the entry is also for free to the museum.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah.
It's just free for today, or is it free?
It's free for today only.
Just free for today. What is in the museum?
There are, things connected to the university. It's basically the entire university's history in there. So it's very interesting, and I really recommend going there.
Wow. Okay. And, yeah. And to you, what does Poland's Independence Day mean to you? What does today mean for you?
I think it's the day when we celebrate, like, everyone who fought for the independence. Mm-hmm. And, well, it's the day when we can all be proud of being Polish. And, we also welcome everyone in our country. So I also am very proud and glad to see people from, the foreigners. And because everyone is welcome here, mm-hmm. and everyone is celebrating, so that's great, and we are proud of that.
So it's a good day. It's a good day.
I think so, and I hope it will be a good day. We don't know what's going to happen during the march, but yeah.
Well, she convinced me. I decided to pop into the museum because I have to say I have not visited this museum. I've walked past it many, many times. Always impressed by the outside of the building, the men holding up the columns of the museum and telling the history about the university. So this is what's fascinating, the fact that they state culture is the most aspect of activity. Significant aspect. Without culture, you don't really have civilization. Without culture, you don't have a nation. And it's the culture of the people of that nation that make that nation. Dilute it by basically trying to do all things at once, you end up having no culture. See, this is something I wasn't expecting, but of course I should have known. You go to the Warsaw, and they basically want to celebrate everything about Warsaw, Poland, all the museums opening up. This is the historical museum opening its doors for the Polish people. All of these activities going on. They just want to drill into people the fact that they have a wonderful culture, they have this wonderful history, and that people should be proud. I think it's mesmerizing to a Brit just how it's the opposite in England these days. It's the opposite because they just want to take it all away, and they don't want to recognize our wonderful, beautiful history. They don't want to recognize our wonderful heritage, our culture, and they want to dilute it. Oh, I get a sense of happiness by being here, but I also get a sense of sadness. I get a sadness of what the West is losing when I compare it to what Poland has. Look at this. Look.
And isn't that wonderful, the traditional Polish dancing? Young, middle-aged, youngsters, teenagers, old folks, all getting involved there. And just people smiling, people being proud of their heritage, people being proud of their culture. Western European nations have culture just like that, but it's been squashed. It's been squashed by global homogenous culture that we keep embracing to our detriment. That is beautiful. This is opened up over here. Everything's open. It's phenomenal. I love this. This is like open the doors. Time to celebrate, a time to embrace Polish history, Polish culture. Let's go in here. Either way, the gates are open. See, normally it's not as accessible as this. So the fact that we can just sort of walk in, it feels like a campus. Museum of History holds as part of the same complex. Them celebrating their history.
Choć już nim był urodzony, to jeszcze do niej przytroczone. Sens wyznaczający nam pakunek. Trochę ciężko, ale w sumie zgadzał jej się rachunek.
So I've moved away from the museum quarter to basically now get involved in the main march. This is the march the public are involved in, away from the VIPs, away from the president. Although I understand the president is joining this march. Imagine that. You'd never see someone like Keir Starmer joining a march unless it was some communist, you name it. But here, the president gets involved. Look around me. People from all walks of life, young, old. You can see it's a typical November. There's the iconic Warsaw Tower, but typical November, but it's beautiful because so many people here. You can feel the excitement. You can definitely feel the excitement. So I'm going to head this way.
Most hobbits never saw the Black Gate. Most hobbits never heard the name Mordor until the darkness was already on their doorstep. Four hobbits carried the burden. The rest went on drinking ale and tending to their gardens, because somewhere far away, strong men in armor still held the line. Poland has never had that luxury. For centuries, the orcs came from the east. Tatars, Moscovites, Bolsheviks, and communist Soviets. Wave after wave of empire that wanted this land silent and its people erased. Every time the hobbits of Western Europe were busy with their harvest festivals, Polish lances were riding out to break another siege. They were the ones who shattered the Turkish tide at Vienna in 1683, when half of Christendom thought the game was already lost. They were the ones who charged Soviet tanks with horses in 1939, who rose in Warsaw in 44 while the Red Army watched from the far bank and waited for the city to bleed out. They, the Poles, learned the hardest truth Tolkien ever hid between the lines. If you do not guard your own gate, no one else will do it for you. That is why these people are here today, not because they hate anyone else, because they love their children more than they fear being called names by people who have never had to pay the price of freedom with their own coin. They look at the open borders preached by comfortable men in glass towers, and they hear the same old orc drums in the distance. They have read the story before. The Poles know how it ends when the Shire forgets that it needs defending. So these people march, not out of nostalgia, out of memory, out of promise, because someone has to stand at the gate again, so that tomorrow the little ones can still speak Polish, sing Polish songs, and live in a country that still belongs to them. The drums are getting louder, the march is moving, and somewhere in whatever green field lies beyond all this, the hobbits who never left the Shire are still safe tonight because Poland remembers what it means to keep the orcs at bay. This march is only just beginning.
The whole day. A few Chinese and Korean girls, I think there was a couple of Brits, a couple of other people from elsewhere, but it's very, very much Polish, which makes asking questions a little bit harder every time I say, do you speak English? One does.
Yes, because I was 5 years in the Netherlands, so now I feel much more for Poland, for independent. I don't want to live again in Poland. I want to stay here. I want to make my family here. And it's everything for me. It's my country. I'm proud of it. And that's independent for me.
And
I was all the time proud of Poland.
It's a beautiful country full of wonderful people.
Yes, I love it.
Do you think everyone is here for the same reasons? They're here for the love of their country?
Yes, because it's the Eastern Europe. It's much safer than the rest of the Europe. And I was living in Amsterdam, so I saw what's happened when we take a lot of different people.
Yeah.
It's a good meaning, different people.
Don't leave Poland.
Don't leave Poland, no.
Not only Poland, but when you came to Poland, just respect our history, our people, then welcome. It's hard to say. I was living 25 years in Poland before I
came back.
Yes. So
welcome back. Welcome back to Poland.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that. And happy Independence Day. And that's generally the sentiments. Most people off camera are basically saying they're here because they're celebrating their country, they're celebrating just the joy of being Poland and the fact that they're so grateful that Poland is becoming stronger and stronger with every year. It's a $1 trillion economy now. it's going to overtake the UK in a matter of years due to being well managed compared to bad management, compared to people that care about their nation to a nation that has been subverted by neo-Marxists. This nation has experienced communism and it never, ever wants to go back to that. Whereas the UK hasn't experienced communism and it has subversive agents in every layer of government. You can keep that. I keep trying. Everyone's so polite, but they want to be off camera. There's a lot of bangs. Like, if you were twitchy, you'd be a little bit nervous. A lot of bangs, a lot of fireworks, but it's a really, really good atmosphere, really safe atmosphere. Now we're just heading down one of the central streets in Warsaw. It's foggy, it's drizzling, but the spirit is up. Everyone is in good spirits.
Biało czerwone, to barwy niezwyciężone. Biało czerwone, to barwy niezwyciężone. Biało czerwone, to barwy niezwyciężone.
An hour in and the rhythm has taken hold. These are not fanatics. These are the Poles who have walked these streets before, through Swedish deluges, Cossack raids and partitions that turn their country into a ghost on maps. They march because they know the cost of standing still. And then you hear it, not from the loudspeakers, but from the men behind you, the women with children on their shoulders. Smolensk, Zamak, assassination. It's 2010 again, April 10th. A plane falls from the skies over Russian soil carrying the president, his wife, generals, priests, the flower of Polish public life. 96 souls bound for Katyn to honour the officers murdered by Stalin's men 70 years before. The official word, fog, pilot error, just tragedy. But to a large number of this crowd, it is the second Katyn. It was a deliberate hit. The conspiracy is Russian bombs exploded in the wings of the plane. Yaroslav Kaczynski, the surviving twin, has said it thousands of times. They killed him because he wouldn't kneel. 15 years on, the Poles are still split on whether it was an accident or murder. 1 in 3 Poles believe it was murder. The rest call it a conspiracy, but you got to remember, so were 70% of the population too blind to see the conspiracy when it came to the COVID pandemic. But here in this column of red and white, doubt is the luxury of the safe. Smolensk is not a theory, it is the unfinished sentence of Polish history. Think of it like this, a country that lost its map 3 times, rose 3 times, and on the 4th try, when it finally had a voice on the world stage, loses its leaders on a Russian runway. The elite wiped out in one morning, like the officers in those Katyn woods. No wonder the nationalists carry portraits of Lech Kaczynski like relics. No wonder the march swells every year on this day. It's not about revenge. It's about the refusal to let the story end with a shrug. If it was an assassination, which I think it was, well, that means the orcs never really left the forest. That means the gate still needs guarding. And these marchers, they are the ones at the gate. Not because they seek war, because they know what happens when you look the other way. The march goes on, the questions go with it.
Anti-communist group here. They don't want communism ever to come back to Warsaw. So there's a whole group that stands against communism. Why is so many people marching? What does that symbolize, the march?
Independence.
Independence.
Independence, yes.
The celebration from 1918.
Yes, independence. When the war end, first world war end,
yeah.
We have country.
So it's a big celebration.
Yes.
Every type of person here from Poland? Are there many people from all over Poland here today?
No. Someone don't like this event.
Who doesn't like this event?
Left side.
The left?
Left side.
Is that because they don't like Poland? It seems like a celebration of Poland this March.
Many people said it's these people is Nazism or fascism.
Okay.
But
no, you know, lots of families, lots
yes,
of kids.
Yes, yes, family, kids, old people, young people.
Every person I ask, because of the stigma involved in attending marches, they speak off camera, but they won't speak on camera. Sign back there, they want Donald Tusk to go back to Germany. They're not fans of Donald Tusk here. He's not fulfilling the wishes of the Polish people, he's fulfilling the wishes of the globalists.
To these marches, Donald Tusk is the ultimate traitor. In 2023, his government quietly issued over 500,000 work visas to citizens of Islamic majority countries, while Poles queued for years for housing and hospital beds. Thousands of migrants entered the Schengen zone on the back of Polish stamps. Brussels looked the other way because Tusk has always been their man. He killed the Central Communication Port, the biggest infrastructure project in decades, because it was a PIS baby. Despite Polish gaining, he's seen to be strangling the Polish industry, with EU Green Deals shutting steelworks, closing mines, driving electricity prices through the roof, all to please Berlin and Paris. He's purging courts, state media, and prosecutors who dared investigate his friends. To these men, he's been parachuted in by foreign powers to finish what the petition started, turn Poland into a cheap labor colony with a Brussels postcode. That's why these people hate him so much. For them, 2023 wasn't an election victory, it was a hostile takeover, and every boot on these cobblestones is a reminder that they haven't surrendered to the globalists.
There's no denying there are all walks of life here, but the one thing they all do have in common is the love for their country. Some, obviously, are more on the right than others, but most are very central, very family-orientated, a lot of women and children here, just because they love their country. Have a look at the top up there, we've got the soldiers on the roof. Obviously looking out, protecting the crowd. Whereas in England, it would be the opposite, looking out, facial recognition, trying to spot who the dissidents are, but the people in this crowd are the people that support Poland as a country. Wow, some of these booms that keep going off. I didn't get that one on camera, but Jesus, with the echoes of the building, quite startling. Really, really is quite startling. I think the sign back there representing that the Russians are chasing the German piggy bank for money. It's costing a lot of money, this ongoing war with Russia, which could have been stopped back in April 2022. But the illustrious Boris Johnson, Trudeau at the time, and Biden basically said, we're not going to be ending this war. It's not going to be costing the lives of Brits, Canadians, Americans, but our arms companies are going to be making a fortune. What that then entailed was over 1.5 million Ukrainians, Russians have all perished, lost, wasted generation, all because BlackRock and all the arms companies can make a lot of money. So obviously there's a lot of Poles very unhappy. The Poles have also been the most generous nation when it comes to supporting the Ukrainian refugees. A lot of Ukrainians fled because it is the neighboring country. And this despite the Ukrainian-Polish war, which happened just prior to Poland's independence in 1918. And this despite the Polish-Ukrainian war, just after the First World War, they have become good friends. There's a bit of resentment. Some Ukrainians have reported hostility in recent months and the recent years. But the strange thing is, I haven't actually seen a Ukrainian flag today. I've seen Lithuanian, I've seen one Union flag. There's a few different flags, but it is actually, at the end of the day, it is Poland's Independence Day. So what we want to see are Polish flags. What's interesting is the security that you see on the high points. Back there, we saw basically marksmen. Up there, there's some of an umbrella, I can't tell.
Open up your eyes. get this verse. Give me strength for self-control. Give me heart, give me soul. As I heal the cracks and fits, tell me your politics. And open up your eyes.
So there's a lot of talk that it was going to be unsafe. It's not unsafe. There's basically a few young scallywags who got a lot of testosterone in them setting off fireworks. There's a lot of flares going off, but it's perfectly safe. Hence the reason you see lots of small children, you see grandmas walking. I just wish I understood all the chants. I sadly do not. Do you speak English?
Yes.
I noticed the American flag there. Yes. What does this day represent for you?
Everything.
Yeah.
Because this is my country. I am like 50-50. I'm Polish and also United States citizen.
So you're American citizen.
Yes.
Do you now live back here or are you just visiting?
No, right now I live here. I left the United States. I'm sorry. 2000 here, and then I come back to my family and stay in Poland.
How long have you been here?
25 years.
25 years. Okay. But
I left America in 2000.
But in 25 years, Poland has become stronger and stronger.
Of course.
And maybe that's a good thing that you're here for the last 25 years.
Yeah, you know.
You've seen the changes.
Lots of changes, you know. Everything. Only right now, what is wrong? You know, for the last 2 years, bad government, yes. And, you know, they don't want to keep, you know, Poland growing and stronger. They keep, you know, everything against Polish. That's why, you know, so many people every year coming here for Independence Day. I mean, 11-11. Yeah, 11-11.
And despite the rain, there's all these people out here. They're all basically celebrating the greatness of Poland.
Of course, celebrating freedom. And, you know, they can... What I'm saying, I can speak English, I can say I am Polish.
That's it.
And my flag is raised up.
It's two beautiful flags there.
Yeah, beautiful flags, the best flags. Everybody asks me, not everyone, but from time to time ask me, why I keep two flags? You
know? Why not? Yeah, because two citizenships.
Two citizenship, but the most important, I thanks America, not because I am citizen, but...
For the chance.
For the chance, because long time, I mean, not long time ago, there was President Wilson, yes?
Yeah.
And his strong word... On the beginning, 1918, in Congress in America, says Poland must be free, and thanks to him.
Thanks to him, thanks Poland to became him. Free.
That time, you know, there was very, how to say, England, France, of course, Germany, they don't want to keep, see the Poland, you know, free.
Yeah.
Free again, so.
So it's thanks
because this fantastic, you know, the president of America. I can say thank you very much.
And that's why when you move around Poland, you'll see different statues to Woodrow Wilson, and there's also streets named after him.
Oh, of course.
And there's parks as well.
Parks, and you know, don't forget, President Reagan is my favorite.
He's your favorite, okay? But he's better than Wilson.
Not whether with Wilson,
but he's a good friend.
That's two heroes, only different years, different, you know.
What was it about Reagan you liked so much?
No, you know.
Is that because you were living in the States when
Reagan
was
living
president?
In the state, and another thing, he was, I don't know if I can say, because he was very good actor.
He was.
Hollywood's actor. And he played with Russia very strong. And Moscow believed America has technology for war stuff. Yeah.
No, he did. He believed in America. He believed in the people. And he believed in capitalism. He was a good man. Yeah, he believed in hard work.
Of course, and you know, that's why Poland. You know, the wall in Berlin broke.
Yeah, he was.
And there was, you know, let's go say there was in Europe third war, but no tanks, no military, just you know.
And in,
collapse.
And in a strange way, Poland was saved again as soon as that wall came down.
Of course, it came down, and you know, that's why you know the Polish people can kick Russian soldier out from Poland, and I hope forever.
Yes, I agree with those sentiments. What's your name, by the way?
My name is They call me Ziggy in America.
Ziggy?
Yeah, Ziggy, but it's not my name, my nickname.
Was that because you look like Bowie?
No. Well, short, because my name is Zbigniew.
Zbigniew, okay.
So it's very, very difficult to say, or Zbyszek, even more difficult, yeah? But last name is easy, Pala, P-A-L-A. P-A from L-A.
That's a good name. I appreciate you. So, you know, there's a statue to a Ziggy in Poznan.
Really?
Yeah, there's a statue.
I have to go there.
You have to go there.
but what means statue to Ziggy? Who is Ziggy then?
Ziggy was, I think, it wasn't Bowie. It was like, I think he was a guy that dealt with, he was the guy that put the lights up around Poznan. He was a lightman.
Could be.
This man who's fixing the lights is called Ziggy.
Now Ziggy played guitar.
And Ziggy is basically to commemorate all the men, maybe some women, probably mostly men.
Let's be realistic.
Who spent their very early mornings putting out the light, and their very, sometimes late evenings, certainly in the summer, turning on the lights. Men like this were all over Europe and also the North America. It's nice to see a statue like this commemorated. Ziggy.
Then we were Ziggy's band.
He's not a real character, but I think he's been brought to life, and he's brought the men of the past to life, the hard-working men that lit the streets for the people of Poznan, but the people from all over the world, similar to Ziggy.
Then we were Ziggy's band.
Thank you very much. I wish you a happy Independence Day.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a good day.
And that's the thing. You forget how much leaders from other countries sometimes mean to the people of countries. For example, Poland, they owe a lot to Woodrow Wilson. You might remember my videos, and I'll put a link to them, where I visit the Woodrow Wilson Park, and I see the statue to Woodrow Wilson. I think that's so beautiful, the love that man had for the United States and the love he had for Poland. See a beautiful sight. We have the huge Polish flag right next to us. You see all these individuals carrying the flag. The flag is soaking wet because it's been raining pretty much since the start of the march. But that flag is still held proudly. People all over. There's a lot of pride here in the Polish nation, and rightly so. London. But I'm an independent journalist.
So
I don't obey any editor.
Okay.
They either like it or they don't.
Yes. This is really a fantastic place, and it's really a good idea to be here when I am Polish.
It's a beautiful. Yeah, it's good to be surrounded by so many good people, people that love their country.
Yes, we are an independent country, so we should be here on this day.
Absolutely. And I mean, now you were talking very proudly. Do you always attend this, or is this every year?
No, it isn't possible because I'm living more than 300 kilometers from here.
Okay.
So it is impossible to come here every year, but in my city we make a big concert, and we have some special
events.
Yes.
What city is that?
It is Poznan.
Poznan is beautiful.
I'm from Poznan.
I love Poznan.
No, it's really nice.
I've been many times to Poznan. It's it's a beautiful, so, beautiful city. It's,
yes, we have some in a big sal in university.
Yeah.
Independent concert till 2010. So it is 15 years. We make it. So I think it's, we are Polish and we should be here. Every year,
but
11 November, yes.
But any village, any town, every city in Poland, they celebrate.
Which we, I think we have to,
yeah.
And we want to.
Yeah.
So it is for our country. It is really important. Poland has. We know what is freedom,
yeah.
And we know what is the fight for freedom. Talk about it.
You've lived under so many tyrants, you know, communism, you know, the fascists. You've lived under all of these people,
yes.
And you now understand what the price of freedom and the reason to celebrate that freedom.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
I wish you a happy Independence Day.
Thank you very much that you are here, and we. Good luck for London. Oh,
thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Let me give you my
and greetings from Poland to London and to your country.
It almost looks like a spaceship in the distance. You see the National Stadium. That's where we are headed. So we're crossing the river towards the National Stadium. And this is where the march will end and the celebrations will continue, I'm sure.
It's today, it's very amazing, it's very beautiful, and I really like the Polish national, and I'm very happy for today.
Does it mean the different things to different people here? Or?
Yeah, it's my friends, two peoples, and I have a first place on this national.
First time here?
First time, yeah.
Yeah. And what made you come today?
It's very amazing.
Just to see it, just to experience. Because
yes.
You love Poland.
I love Poland. I love Poland. Very love Poland.
It seems.
I have patriotic. Moja ojczyzna. It's moja ojczyzna.
What does moja ojczyzna mean? I hear people chanting it. What does it mean? I'm sorry.
I have a Poland, I have a very, very patriotism.
Lots of it.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
I appreciate that. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
And I wish you a happy Independence Day.
Yes.
And prosperity to Poland and all the Polish people.
Like very patriotism on these people.
It's a good thing.
Yes.
It's a really good thing. As a Brit, I'm envious because we don't have days like this. We have subversion in our government. People are taught to hate the flag and not be patriotic, dislike themselves. Whereas you guys are taught to love your nation, love your heritage, love your culture.
Yes, I love.
And I think that's amazing.
It's very amazing.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Where your national football team plays there?
Yes, 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 yes.
Have a ball game. Okay,
yes.
Fantastic. Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See, for some people, it is their first time here, and I think that's also wonderful. It seems to be a momentum in this movement. People are more and more proud of their nation, and you can understand why. I think when you watch the videos I make of the different cities in Poland, you'll really start to understand why they have that pride, why they have that strong identity. Every nation could have it, but they allow the NWO agents to subvert their nation. So here, Poles want to exit the EU. I can't blame them. They've got what they need now. They're strong enough to exit. We'll be right back.
truly phenomenal. They don't seem to want to quit. There's concerts and everything going on this evening all around the place, but as to be said, an enjoyable experience. And as you could see, lots and lots and lots of families, all generations, grandmas, granddads, little kids, everyone was here, and it continues on tonight. Yeah, there's different characters here, but you're going to have, that's part of life, part of the makeup of every country. You're going to have different characters, all with slightly different opinions, but they all love their country. They all love Poland. They all love Polska, and I salute them for that. So well done, the Poles, because it looks like you're standing firm, standing proud in Poland, whereas other nations are not. If you're still here, this is for you. England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, America, my European brothers and sisters in Scandinavia, Western Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe. You have just watched a nation that was erased three times rise again and again and again. You watch them carry banners that say nothing for ourselves, everything for the fatherland. That is the old fire. King Alfred of Edington driving the Danes into the sea. Henry V at Agincourt turning a ragged band into a legend because they refused to yield. It is the same blood that runs through you. Poland is not asking for your pity. She is holding up the mirror because the same forces that tell you your history is shameful, your borders are racist, your children must apologize for being born, are the same forces that told Poland to forget her dead. Shut her mines and open her gates. Every 11th of November, hundreds of thousands of Poles answer with one voice, no. This is not left or right, this is survival. If that old lion is roaring inside you, do three things right now. Share this film. Send it to every friend who still believes in something worth fighting for. Subscribe, like, comment. Simply say, Be Like Poland. If you're feeling extra generous, grab a Be Like Poland t-shirt or become a channel member. There's a link below. Every pound enables me to keep making videos just like this. If you hang in there for the rest of the video, because at the end of the video, I will be at the eternal flame. The morning after this march, when the smoke is cleared and only the oath remains. Until then, remember, nations do not die in battle. They die when their sons forget why their fathers once stood on the wall. Do not forget, do not kneel, do not go quietly into the night. Stand up, be counted, be like Poland. We will not be replaced.
honestly, I've never, ever witnessed crowds like it. I was at the anti-war protests back in London, and they were trying to stop the war in Iraq. And there were numbers there, but this is huge. This is literally feels like everyone from Poland is here just to show their love and respect for the nation that is Poland and the people of Poland and the heritage of Poland and the culture of Poland. And wow, and now the end of it here is they cross back across the bridge. What I did was I went all the way to the stadium and I came all the way back, and I because I was quite close to the front, I didn't realize just how big in numbers this was until I walked all the way back. There was just a phenomenal number of people. Amazing, absolutely amazing. I think some of them, they just keep coming. I thought that was the end, but people keep coming. Truly, truly amazing. And this is where I couldn't get to yesterday. I was stood over there near the Sofitel building. Strangely, the first ever hotel I ever stayed in when I came to Warsaw over 20 plus years ago. I stayed in that hotel. Really, really has amazed me how much this city has changed since its sort of Soviet past to become what it is. It still has remnants of the Soviet past, the Soviet occupiers that brought so much destruction to this nation. But because of the power of the Polish people, they were able to basically rise from the ashes. This is where the president came. He saluted his men yesterday. He laid the wreath just over here. And you can see this couple over here showing their respects to the monument. And we're gonna go see the tomb of the fallen soldiers with the eternal flame in a moment. It's important to realize what this day is about.
The march was yesterday, the drums are silent, only the reefs remain, and this flame that was kindled in 1925, extinguished in the rubble of 1944, and relit in 1946 by a people who refused to let the darkness have the last word. From the shattered arcade of the Saxon Palace, Poland raised this tomb, one unknown soldier beneath the slab, two living sentinels standing guard, bayonets fixed, hearts steady. This flame has seen everything, the partitions, the occupations, the nights when even the word Poland was forbidden, and it still burns. Tolkien, writing of the Shire and its hobbits, said, "It is not our part to master all the tides of the world, but to do what is in us for the Sakara of those years wherein we are set, uprooting the evil in the fields that we know, so that those who live after may have clean earth to till." Poland has been uprooting evil in her fields for thousands of years. C.S. Lewis wrote, "Of all the tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. Those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. They call it progress. Poland calls it occupation." The late and great George Orwell, clearest of all, said, "The most effective way to destroy a people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history." Every carnation here is a refusal. Every ribbon is a rebuttal. Nationalism, rightly understood, is not the hatred of others. It is love made fierce enough to stand guard at dawn and to say thank you to the men who never came home. So wherever you are watching this, stand up. Remember whose blood brought the ground beneath your feet. Teach your children the names on those reefs, because if we do not tend our own flame, no one else will. Be proud, be unyielding, be like Poland.
I find every time I visit that place, it's raw emotion. Scars from when the eternal flame was actually extinguished and they basically held it, and then it was basically destroyed during the war. They've kept the scars on the building to remember that moment. It just represents the 6 million plus that died in Poland. The soldiers bravely fought, and I think it's just an incredible memorial.
Thank you for walking this road with me. Let the flame spread. Until next time, keep progressing and keep wandering, and be like Poland.